Up to speed too with the match currently underway. Three-quarter time, the West Coast Eagles by 10 points. So the Saints are clawing their way back at Marvel Stadium. We'll speak about that in depth in a moment. But let's head down boundary side because the GWS Giants assistant coach Mark McVeigh joins us. Good evening to you, Mark. Welcome back to the MCG.
Yep, thank you, boys. How are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. What's it been like this week? A difficult week for the Giants, given you've had three experienced players go down in the loss to the D's. What's the attitude, mood been like in amongst the club this week?
Yeah, there's probably disappointment directly after the game, but replaced pretty quickly in regards to being able to get a few younger players into the team always adds a fair bit of excitement. So we're really disappointed for those key three players that we lost, and you know, they're significant injuries for a long period of time. But we're really bullish about the players that we've brought in, and excited about some of our younger players getting a really good opportunity.
Spike Campbell-Brown here, mate. Hey, you've gone a little bit taller this weekend, bringing in Riccardi and Finlayson up forward, and obviously Mummy in the ruck. This rain that's floating around is probably not ideal. How are you going to work through that?
Yeah, it's a good point, mate. And, you know, if he's talked to Stevie Joe, who's our forwards coach, you know, he sort of puts a lot of time in this and the balance of our team around our forward line. And, look, we think Finlayson's pretty good on the deck, mate. He's really quick. He's got good hands. He uses the ability to tap on. So that's not a real big concern for us. It actually is pretty dry down here, but, you know, we'll manage that if we can. We've got players that can play forward if we need. The beauty of some of our players is, especially Finlayson, he can go back if we needed. You know, Jack Buckley's in there to play a variety of different roles, mate. So as the night goes on and we'll weigh that up, we'll be able to juggle the team if we have to.
Spike, Adam Cooney here. Good luck tonight, mate. It's been a patchy start, it's fair to say. You had your opportunities against Melbourne last week without executing forward of centre, just averaging six marks inside 50. Would you say that looking at the game review during the week, executing from midfield forward was an issue? And then do you address that? Obviously, you do weekly, but is that a focus this evening?
Yeah, it's a great call, mate. I think, you know, and that's something that we've worked on for a long period of time. Over the pre-season, and it hasn't really reflected in our game. Connection with our forwards is really important. Now, there's been a shift down there. Obviously, we've lost a really good forward in Jeremy Cameron, and Harry Himmelberg's had to take on more of a burden. Obviously, Finlayson hasn't been in the side, but has come in, and we've had some younger forwards down there in Riccardi as well. So, yep, connection forward has been a priority, especially this week, but throughout the pre-season. We need to make sure we honour their leads. We probably admitted, you know, behind our four walls that we're missing those little opportunities where we lower our eyes and probably gone long a few too many times. So, mate, we'd like to think that playing at the MCG, a bit more space and a few different numbers through our forward half, where you've got obviously Toby Green, Bobby Hill, and other players there that can lead up at the footy. We'd like to think that we can lower our eyes and hit them up a bit more tonight.
Mike, tell us a little bit about the debutante tonight, Connor Stone, number 15 in last year's draft, and he wears Jeremy Cameron's number 18 jumper. You've obviously got a high opinion of him.
Yeah, mate, we do. He's one of those players that have come into the club, and you guys would have played with plenty of them, that loves getting in front of the coaches and watching the vision, whether it's the back line, midfield or forward. He goes to everyone. He wants to know his craft. He wants to understand what's going on with game plan. So we've been really impressed with him. His abilities, mate, he covers the ground exceptionally well. I think you'll see that tonight. He's a power athlete. He's sort of that 150 to 200 metre specialist where he can repeat effort really, really well. Got a good leap on him as well, kicks the ball really well. So he's got some really, really strong attributes that'll help us tonight. We think, you know, he'll probably come out and he'll sort of play that forward wing sort of role. And you'll see him probably, you know, working really hard in the fat part of the ground. And that's what he's done in the reserve since he's came in. And we think he's really strong in that area.
Is there a plan in place tonight for Darcy Moore? Probably the in-form, running, rebounding key defender in the competition at the moment, or is that just back in Finlayson and Himmelberg to get to good positions and try and out-body and out-muscle him, because his run and rebound is pretty damaging?
Yeah, exactly. We've obviously spent a bit of time on him. There's no significant role. You're exactly right. The players that, you know, whoever he goes to have to absorb him and test him the other way, and also be very wary of him when he drops off or when he intercept marks. So we've got to make sure that that's covered. A lot of respect for him. Our footy club understand how good he is, and we've got to back our players to be able to test him the other way.
Mark McVeigh, the GWS Giants assistant coach, joining us in our pre-match coverage today. Mark, the loss to the Tigers the last time you ventured out onto the MCG is probably one you don't want to be reminded of, but the week prior to that, the four-point victory over the Pies in the preliminary final. Are you drawing much inspiration from that game, considering the conditions are similar tonight?
We've reflected on it a little bit in regards to that night, you know, how well we defended. We used the ball quite well that night. So there's been a little reflection there, but as you know, there's a pretty much entirely different team. We got 8 players tonight that haven't played on the MCG before, which I think is pretty important as well. So, we know how big the game is and we understand where we're at and what we need to do. We're certainly not in the position that we'd like to be in. We think we're a better team than, you know, where the ladder suggests. So, with that, we need to believe in our ability. We need our younger players to step up probably more than they ever have, and our key players to have really good games. And that's about it. We understand that Collingwood bring a really good energy. Their crowd's going to be right behind them. We won't have a lot here, obviously, but we've got to build that from within. So, yeah, mate, a little bit of reflection on it, but totally different team.
I believe you're looking after the mids this year after 5 or 6 years doing the defence. Who's more high maintenance? I'm guessing the midfielders.
they're definitely more high maintenance than the backs, mate. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Lenny Hayes retired for a reason, I think. So, look, it's been a really good challenge, mate. I think, you know, I sort of had that, as you said, that 6 years with the backs and sort of, you know, played in a lot of finals, obviously, and grand final being their coach, and then a new challenge with the mids, mate. So that's been really good, though. I've really enjoyed it. They're really professional, really good, you know, youth in there, and you've got Taranto and Hopper. Obviously, Cornelio was there. I've really enjoyed it, and I've really enjoyed working with Wardy as well, mate. He's been terrific. You obviously know him well, and a really good fella, it's been great to sort of get him back to some sort of form after, you know, sort of a horrible start with it. Well, back end of the years with a knee injury and last year his finger injury, mate. So I've really enjoyed that.
And just as we let you go, Mark, are you able to give us an update on Lachie Whitfield and also Jesse Hogan, who I believe played in the VFL practice match this weekend?
Yeah, he did, mate. He played really well, really impressed. Probably could have kicked 4 or 5, but gave off a lot to our smaller forwards and really used the ball inside 50. So really impressed with him. Obviously, he had a pretty bad quad injury, but he was fantastic. So, you know, you'd probably think that he has to go again at VFL level until we can have a really good look at him, but really impressed. Lachie Whitfield completed a really hard full session on Friday, which was great, with plenty of contact, which is the major one for him. So fitness is never a worry for him. He's one of those blokes that you go, geez, I wish I had that when I was playing. He just doesn't have to train and he can run all day. But it's the physical stuff for him, the knocks, and he certainly went through his paces the other day. So we'd like to think he's still, you know, maybe that 3 to 4 week away as long as everything goes to plan.
And fingers crossed it does, because you'll need some soldiers out there as the middle part of the season comes upon us. Mark, I really appreciate you giving us some insight this evening, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, good to talk to you, lads.
Mark McVay, the GWS Giants assistant coach, with us this evening on AFL Nation. Just before we head to a break, score